This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get a getting. But we're looking at this studies in Hebrews 11, and we're coming on down. We were looking at this at Enoch. We look where Enoch was translated, and he was a gracious man, I believe. I believe he was. Oh, but listen, we saw what the word translation meant. And in salvation, every sinner is translated. Translated, removed from death to light. Removed from Satan's kingdom to Christ's kingdom. From Satan's arm to Christ's arm. You've been translated. Did you know, my friend, that if you're not saved, that you're asleep in the lap of Satan? You are. Satan is your father. Did you know that? He's the prince and power of this world. He's the god of this world. And I have refuted so often, folks think that Satan is an individual with a long red flannel undersuit on, underclothes on, and a pitchfork and a long tail and horns on it. No, that's not Satan. Satan has got on a $500 suit of clothes. He is. He's right here in your church every Sunday morning, in my church every Sunday morning. Satan goes to church. He's a good old devil, my friend. But when you're saved, you're translated, removed from his territory into the territory of our blessed Lord. When Enoch was reconciled to God, he was translated from death into life, from Satan's family to the family of God. This is the believer standing and state before God. When the Lord saves you, he gives you a new heart and a new spirit and everything new. And I often wondered, maybe you have, why didn't the scriptures give us a story of Enoch's salvation, just like he did Abel? Now, wait a minute. Listen. That's not our business. Listen. The Holy Spirit is presenting to us the walk of a believer in Enoch, wherein he's presenting the worship by faith in Abel. You see, now listen. But it doesn't keep us from wondering, does it? A lot of things we'll be able to learn when we get to heaven. Don't you look forward to that, my friend? One thing, it will be eternity. It won't be no ending. Won't we have to get up and do anything else? It'll be eternity. Be no light, no need for the sun, because the Lord will be the light of it. But we'll be there, and we'll be able to learn. I've often said I'd like to talk to Elijah and Moses and old John the Baptist and Joshua has always been one of my heroes. And he said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. I'd like to say, and old Gideon, I'd like to talk to him. Old Gideon was more like, a lot like me. He was scared. He was a scared rabbit. He was. He was afraid. You know what he did? The Lord spoke to him by the angel and told him what to do. And he said, Lord, I'm going to put this piece of fleece out there, this wool, sheep wool out there on the porch. And if it's wet in the morning and everything else is dry, then I believe you. Well, he did that. And it, sure enough, it was just like it did. So he said, well, I'm not sure. I'm going to put it out there again tonight. And if it's dry and everything else is wet, then I'll believe you. My friend, that's what we do. That's how afraid the old trailblazer is oftentimes. Oh, my friend, it's what you call it, lack of faith. But we see Enoch walk by faith. Now, how was Enoch saved? Just like Abel was saved. Just like every sinner was saved, is saved, will be saved. You saved, you'd save just like the old trailblazer. Where did Enoch go to worship? It says east of the garden. And where Abel went, there was the altar, there was the church, there was the temple that those antediluvians went to worship. There was the altar, there was the cherubims that stood there with the flaming sword that destroyed everything in the world. They had destroyed the Garden of Eden. They had destroyed the tree of life. They destroyed the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That whole place was a land of waste. And they stood there and guarded the altar. Now, let's look in. Look into the study of that closely, and you'll find that's to be so. Oh, I wonder, my friend, those things that happen that you and I may not ever understand. But that's where Enoch came to worship. Some morning he brought an offering to the Lord. And what led to that? A child was born into the home, and there came the revelation of Christ to that human heart. Just like to the human heart, when the Word of God goes home to your heart, there comes a revelation of God into that heart through the Word. And the first revelation that Enoch saw and felt and knew was destruction. The judgment of this world, everything was under judgment. Judgment, judgment. And it scared old Enoch to death. I tell you, my friend, it scares a fellow to death when he wakes up and gets his eye upon his soul having been opened by the sword of the Spirit and by the word of the Lord. Now, that's a frightening thing, my friend, to see what a sinner you are, how that you're a sinner against God. And he sees he's under destruction. He's guilty, guilty, guilty. Every individual who's ever plunged into hell will always be guilty. He will not deny his guilt. And every sinner who ever gets saved will know that he should have went to hell, that he's a sinner, a hell-deserving sinner, vile and wretched, miserable, everything. And old Enoch woke up one morning seeing himself as a sinner. Oh, and listen, when that baby was born into his family, he named it Methuselah, which meant destruction. Do you know that? That name Methuselah meant destruction? And God revealed it to him. At the death of his child, the world would be destroyed. Oh, what a revelation. Well, Enoch had to do something about it. And so we see old Enoch that morning. I don't know whether he said anything to his wife about it or anything in the world, but I don't think he did. Usually we don't. He went out to the flock and got a lamb, a firstling of the flock, tied a rope around it, and leaded it down to where the old Garden of Eden was, there where the temple was. Probably never had been over there. Might have been there with his father, maybe. We don't know. But listen. But we see him leading that lamb. Where are you going, Enoch? Where are you going, Enoch? This world is going to be destroyed. I'm under the judgment of God. I've got to appease God. My father taught me the only way to appease God is by a blood offering. I wonder how many of our folks are teaching our children that salvation is by blood and by power. I wonder, are your children in Sunday school, in a good, sound Sunday school, my friend? Or are you teaching them at home? Have they got a Bible? Have they got a Bible of their own with their name on it so that they can read out of their Bible? Oh, my friend, those things are important. I keep telling you that. But we see old Enoch there. He says, only way to appease God is by a blood offering. And that's what it is today, my friend. You and I, when we come to God, when we come to salvation, when we come to know the Lord, it's by blood and by power. We see old Enoch there. He makes his way. He comes there to the altar. This is by faith, my friend. We see these things. Don't you like to just close your eyes and even fantasize, if you will? Here we see old Enoch makes his way there, and he comes to that altar, lays the wood in order, just like Abraham did on Mount Moriah. Lays the wood in order, takes the lamb and binds it, lays it upon that top of that wood, and pulls a knife from his belt and cuts the lamb's throat. Oh, my friend, after he had laid his hands upon it and confessed his sins, Lord, I'm a sinner. I deserve to go down with the rest of the world. I'm lost and doomed and damned. Can you get that out of that scripture, my friend? I can. Every sinner, whoever gets saved, just exactly like every other sinner who ever gets saved. When Abel came there to the garden, he brought the lamb. He built the altar. We have that evidence. We have that knowledge. He built the altar and slew the lamb, let the blood trickle down. And the fire came down and consumed it. But when Cain came, he brought the best of his garden, best of his orchard, best of everything he had. That's what folks are doing today in the old Trailblazer, crying out and spare not, my friend, that salvation is of the Lord. Like old Jonah, when the old whale belched him up there on the shores of Nineveh, he come out of there crying, salvation is of the Lord. And that's what I tell you, day in and day out. The old Trailblazer is not very smart, but I tell you, the salvation is of the Lord, my friend. It's not by church membership, not by shaking the preacher's hand, not by giving all you have to the church. No. What is it, Trailblazer? It's looking to the Lord, trusting the Lord. Come there as a poor old sinner. Will broken. Lord, break my will. Lord, search my heart. Is there anything there that's unpleasing to thee? Break it, Lord. Take it away, Lord. Give me grace to trust you. Give me faith to believe you. That's what the sinner does, crying out day by day, week after week, time after time. You say, well, how long does it take a sinner to get saved? It takes just how long it does for you to come to the Lord with a broken and a contrite heart. The Lord says he won't despise it. Well, I've got so much sin on my... Well, The blood cleanses us from all sin. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, my friend. Isn't that a gracious thing to go home with at this time? We're coming down to the close of the service. But isn't that a good to take home with you all day today? The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Well, you say, Trailblazer, I'm just an old sinner. I'm a mean scoundrel. I'm a mean son of a gun. Well, ask the Lord to break it. Ask the Lord to break your heart. Are you ashamed to trust the Lord? Are you ashamed to cry unto the Lord? If you are, you'll never be saved. Well, I just won't ask the Lord, beg the Lord for nothing. Well, you won't never be saved. Oh, but my friend, go out there behind the barn and get on your knees if you have to. You don't have to. Get on your knees and cry, Lord, save me. Save this old scoundrel. Just save this old scoundrel. Oh, I could tell you some stories that I've read, some of the old divines have told about these folks coming to the Lord, and this old farmer, old rancher out there in the West, come to town every Saturday, get drunk, and the Lord got a hold to him, and the next Saturday the town folks said, "Oh, Joe, see if old Joe's saved or not, see if he goes to the saloon." But the next Saturday he come plodding down the road on his old horse. Instead of stopping at the saloon, he went on down to the grocery store and got a little sack of groceries and put it on his saddlebag and went on home. Changed his hitching post. I often say every sinner who ever gets saved changes his hitching post. Have you changed your hitching post? Is your life the same, yet you made a little decision for Jesus? That ain't nothing. That's not anything, my friend. It'll send you to hell. Decision for Jesus will send you to hell. It will. Don't let no preacher tell you that's salvation. Oh, no, but the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, made alive." That doesn't make it. Shaking the preacher's hand doesn't make it, my friend. But this is the old Trailblazer. I'm coming close to the end of my time. It's been good to have been with you at this time. And remember my address, if you will. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. And I wish I could hear from some of you. Help me with the broadcast a little if you can. Dig up that old coffee can in the backyard and send me $100. And then, many of you know we have Pastor Shelton's tracts here available for giving away, handing out. If you write me, I'll send you the details on that. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.